There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Ukraine crisis. Daniel Henniger is the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing his column Wonderland most recently, asking, World War II and a half? Question mark. He quotes from an interview with President Zelensky following his address to members of Congress, an interview at NBC. When Mr. Zelensky was asked about World War III, and Mr. Biden and his counselors have often repeated their caution about getting directly involved in Ukraine because they don't want to this to lead to World War III, a confrontation between Moscow and Washington. Mr. Zelensky replied, nobody knows whether it may have already started, end quote. Dan, a very good evening to you. Mr. Zelensky believes that we're approaching World War III. You've got to World War II and a half. What is the quandary that's been created with this doubt, Dan? Good evening to you.
Hi there. Hi there, John. Well, I think the quandary is over understanding the nature of the war that is occurring now in Ukraine. I mean, here we have not only Joe Biden, but Donald Trump in rare alignment together saying they're not, we don't want Ukraine to pull us into World War III. And I think that's the wrong way to think about what's going on over there. I suggested it may be World War Two and a half. And I don't simply mean an escalation cycle heading towards World War Three. I mean that something different and extraordinary is happening around this war in Ukraine, which is that there has been a kind of spontaneous outpouring around the world, almost kind of a kind of a crowdfunding effort to fight a war over there without springing the Armageddon tripwire. What has happened in 3 weeks, John, we've all watched it. It's just extraordinary. I think unprecedented. And we're having a little trouble quite absorbing its meaning or its effects. I mean, we do have the military piece. You have something like 20 countries that have sent military arms and military equipment to Ukraine, but they've come from as far away as Japan, Australia, South Korea, even Portugal has sent arms. And then you had the phenomenon of all these volunteer fighters getting on planes, veterans of Afghanistan and Iraq and indeed Syria from all over the world, flying to Poland to join the Ukrainians to fight. The boycotts, private boycotts, decisions by companies, financial companies, banks, account the big four accounting firms, culture, sports, to boycott the Russians or to sanction them beyond the official sanctions that have been imposed have been extraordinary. And then finally, you have all of these very serious nonprofit organizations that have arrived in Poland, Hungary, Romania, or even inside Ukraine to help with the humanitarian crisis. And as I wrote it, it's as though the world's people have spontaneously decided that there's effectively a global NATO Article 5, which is to say an unprovoked attack on unarmed civilians is an attack on all of us. So what is going on here to support the Ukrainians is simply remarkable. And I think it is having an effect inside Ukraine. The Russian military is bogged down. Russia has been turned into an international pariah. It's difficult to see how they're going to rejoin the civilized world. Against all that, yes, indeed, John, we've got Vladimir Putin using his long-range bombers in there in Russia, shooting cruise missiles into residential buildings. And the question is whether all of this can make him stop. And the question I'm raising is, it's not entirely clear that the world's response will not have an effect on the ultimate outcome of this war.
When we were younger people, Dan, World War III invoked pictures in our minds of mushroom clouds. And The Twilight Zone would feature now and again a story about an atomic war. And that is the World War III metaphor that comes to mind when Mr. Biden uses it. That is supported when Mr. Putin cunningly uses the idea of suggesting there are no limits to his willingness to defend his country, suggesting nukes. But World War III doesn't always necessarily involve nuclear weapons. We didn't think this through because it was a fearsome possibility. We were in a Cold War. We didn't want to get hot. This war is hot, Dan. What are we learning from this? That you fight a war town by town? That you use cruise missiles, Iskander missiles? You use drones? Is that what we're learning? And is that something we're frightened of, staying back? Because you just said, Dan, everybody's contributing. This is the world versus Putin.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we have, I think, I'm kind of arguing that we, the West, the United States, should not be using the specter of World War III and Putin's intimidation with nuclear weapons as an excuse not to act and not to recognize clearly what's happening right now. What's happening right now in Ukraine is indeed just short of World War III because of the weapons that Vladimir Putin is using. These cruise missiles that he's firing in from long range, which are can be extraordinarily accurate and lethal, are weapons that have been developed in the last 30 years. I mean, this is part of, just to deflect for a second, this is part of the debate over the possibility that the United States, Joe Biden, may sign a nuclear deal with Iran, renew that nuclear deal. That deal includes no prohibitions on Iran's development of ballistic missiles. And that is a concern, not just to Israel, but all the nations of the Middle East. There's a reason for that. We're seeing it right now in Mariupol and Kharkiv. This is what these missiles can do. They reduce towns to rubble. And so the question becomes, what can we do to deter or to clearly send a message to Vladimir Putin that what he's doing is producing a result not worth having? He's reducing an entire country to stone. If he occupies it, the Russian occupiers will be picked off and killed for years, for as long as he's there. And, you know, at that, you just have to hope at some point, short of starting World War III, that the people around Putin come to their senses, or even the generals fighting his war recognize that this is unwinnable, that they have to stop and have proceed to a negotiation. I think that's the point we're all trying to get to, is a recognition that the only solution is not the utter destruction of Ukraine, which is not going to be worth having, but a negotiation of some sort to end it.
You end your column, Jan, saying tough choices ahead. I sighed because, yes, very tough choices ahead. You've outlined some of them. The one positive I found, social media is part of this war, and it's doing a good job of conveying details that otherwise we would have had to wait weeks if we ever learned about the depredations in Ukraine.
That's right. And it's allowing people to react quickly, such as the programmers that have been intervening in the Russian internet, sending messages behind the Russian propaganda machine. That lady, Russian producer who walked behind the TV show with the Stop War sign, is just kind of a symbol of what has been going on as a result of the ability of modern technology to let people know what's going on. And I think, John, we have to conclude the response of the world's people to this. And in many ways, the world's people have been fairly unserious about things. The past 15 or 20 years, they have finally come to their senses and are using modern media platforms to come to the aid of Ukraine. So let's try to identify something positive when it's happening.
Dan Henniger, of the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.